Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
It's KMFM Breakfast with Gary and Chelsea, and we've got a very special guest joining us today. It's none other than Ollie Alexander, voice of Years and Years, movie star, all-round babe who is absolutely killing it at the moment, and is now our 2024 Eurovision star!
It's a good feeling. I'm so happy that the song is finally out, because I've been sitting on the song for quite a while now, and I've been feeling like, oh my gosh, there's a lot of people waiting to hear this song. It needs to come out. So I'm really happy it's out now.
Yeah. Well, tell us everything we need to know about Dizzy.
So the song is about just like an overwhelming feeling of love for someone that just sweeps you off your feet, that just makes you dizzy. And I wrote the song last summer with Danny L. Hall, who is a super pop producer. And we had been making like a lot of music together. And we didn't write the song specifically with Eurovision in mind, but we both love Eurovision. So we kind of were thinking, oh, wouldn't it be amazing if like one of these songs got taken to the stage for Eurovision? So very happy that Dizzy was the one that got picked. So yeah.
I mean, how did it work? Did you go to them and say, hi, Ollie here, I'd love to do Eurovision? Or did the Eurovision people come to you?
No, I went to them. I threw my hat in the ring and said, look, I really want to do this. I think I've got a song that would work really well. What do you think? And yeah, they came back eventually and said, yeah, we think this would be good.
Eventually, there's a bit of shade being thrown there.
Oh, they made me work for it.
Oh, that is crazy. Oh my gosh. They've got big ideas about themselves, haven't they, at Eurovision?
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Gary's got another question about Dizzy, but he's a little bit nervous to ask.
What I've wondered is it anything to do with the cement mixer from Bob the Builder? Has anyone asked you that yet?
No, you're the first one to ask me that.
Yes!
No, but I do, I mean, I like Bob the Builder.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be
interested. Yeah, yeah. You don't, if there's a collab,
yeah.
You and Bob. Now, Ollie, you've done so much stuff already in your career, including, this one intrigued me, Peter Pan with Dame Judi Dench.
Ooh, you're really going back to my archive.
Yeah, yeah, we're digging back.
So I think the year was maybe 2012 maybe. And I was in a West End production called Peter and Alice, and it was about the real life people who inspired Peter Pan and Alice in Wonderland. And the main characters were played by Ben Whishaw and Judi Dench. But in the production, you saw the fictional Peter Pan and Alice in Wonderland kind of like run around on stage. And I played Peter Pan in the production.
That is incredible.
Is Dame Judi as big of a babe as she comes across?
She is everything you'd hope and dream and more. She's like just the best, nicest, funniest person ever. I really love her so much, and we've kept in touch since then.
That's lovely.
She's just, and actually when I got announced as a Eurovision entry, she sent me a message saying congrats.
That's so nice. I didn't think you could peak in showbiz, but I think you just did. You have made it when Judi Dench loves you.
Well, I reckon there's something that equals that, actually, because you are a waxwork Madame Tussauds in London.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still kind of in shock that it happened. I think it took about almost a year to make the figure. And honestly, it was like the most amazing process. They're just such a talented bunch at Madame Tussauds. I like, wow, just to be immortalized like that with all those other people was really overwhelming. I was just like, wow, I still can't really believe it. It was, and it's such a good lookalike. Like, it looks so much like me.
It's amazing.
I've heard there's a lot of elements that go into actually turning you into a waxwork as well. Is it a weird process?
Yeah, it was quite strange. I went in like maybe 3 or 4 times, and each time, you know, it would take a few hours, and they take lots and lots of pictures of you, lots of measurements, and they do some kind of digital scan stuff, and then a lot of stuff they just do by hand and by eye. So it's really fascinating the way they do it. They have different teams of people, like teams doing the head, doing the body, doing the eyes, doing the hair, doing the teeth. Like, it's really interesting.
And then do you give them some of your clothes to put on it?
Yeah, well, the outfit that my figure is wearing is the outfit that I wore on stage performing with Elton John. So it's the yeah.
It's
so they
the
have
actual
that
one. Amazing. Yeah. Who did they melt down to make you in, you know, to make your one? Do you know?
Yeah, no, I don't know. But they do have like a back room with all the kind of like figures that aren't being used.
I think they keep, sometimes they keep the heads, but melt down the bodies. I mean, you know, showbiz is a tough thing, isn't it?
That's it. One minute you're on show, the next you're being melted down.
I mean, Ollie, you are the moment. There is literally nothing you haven't done, tried, or put your hand to and absolutely smashed. But surely there's something else on the list for you. What next for Ollie Alexander?
I'm retiring.
That is it. Off to the country for a quiet life.
I mean, maybe I'll do like, I don't know, just something a bit like left field. Like, I don't know, like pottery.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. You're recreating the Ghost classic scene of Ghost. Who is reaching round you to create some pottery with you?
Have you seen the movie Labyrinth?
Yes.
Maybe Ludo from Labyrinth, the like big furry monster.
Oh, that would be lovely.
He's so cute. Ollie, thank you so much for coming on and having a chat with us. We've got our fingers, elbows, arms, everything crossed for you for Eurovision. We know you're going to smash it.
Thank you so much. Take care.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.